How do you feel about being selected FFA state president in Missouri?
I'm definitely really excited and honored to be selected state president, and I can't wait to get to working with my fellow officers to serve Missouri FFA members.
Tell me a little bit about yourself and your FFA career up to this point.
I'm the son of Steve and Deb Edwards of Salisbury, and in FFA I've been extremely honored to have served as an officer on both the chapter and area levels previously. I've also competed in several different contests, such as livestock judging, as well as various public speaking contests.
Tell me about your supervised agricultural experience.
Yes. My SAE consists of raising registered Hereford cattle, which I show at various local, state, and national shows, in addition to working on my family's cattle and row crop farm.
What do you expect this year to be like as a state FFA officer?
I expect it to be a very rewarding experience, very busy, but definitely very fun as well to serve the state's FFA members and promote agriculture.
What are you looking forward to most?
I would have to say that I'm looking forward to just meeting members from all over the state and helping them in whatever that may be to inspire them to reach their potential.
Now, let's talk about that, because you're in front of a budding young person who maybe is on the fence about joining the FFA. What do you tell him?
I would simply tell them of all the opportunities that FFA has for you, whether that be with your supervised agricultural experience or a public speaking contest. There's something in FFA for everyone. Agriculture is no longer just production. There's a business side to it and a technological side to it. And so no matter what your interests are, there is a place for you in FFA.
Is there anything that you'd like to add?
Just that I'm extremely excited to work with my fellow officers to take Missouri FFA to the next level.
Tell me about your circumstances in joining the FFA and what surrounded that.
Well, FFA is almost a family tradition for me. My older brother was in it, my dad was in it, my mom was in it, and then my grandparents were, of course, in it. So joining it was kind of a no-brainer, but coming into FFA, I didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to continue with cattle, but I also was fortunate enough to do a public speaking contest my freshman year. And from that, I really went off on my own in terms of speaking. No one else in my family had done that, and I just took off from there.